Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up, and fight. God's army is
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon. And praise God, the Father of the universe, the Father that gives us everything we want. All we have to do is ask, believe, and be patient. Amen? Well, God is good all the time. Do you agree? Well, he surely woke you up this morning, and that was the start of your blessings for this day. So go ahead. Give God a high note of praise. God loves you so much that he gave you another chance to get it right with him on today. Today is Monday, December the 7th, 2015. We are so sorry we were not able to get on the air last Monday because of technical difficulties. So just God that we're here today, and God has an awesome and an amazing word for you today. I just want to give a shout out to all those that are celebrating a birthday in the month of December, mainly my sister who celebrated her birthday last Friday on December the 4th, and that is Mary Bernard from Atlanta, Georgia, who often comes on our radio broadcast to give you what God has given her by way of poetry. So next week, make sure you turn in because God has given her a Christmas poetry, which she will read for us next week. Also, my birthday is coming up December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. All right? At any rate, I just want to say that, in case you didn't know, my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, which is entitled Come Together for Change. Now, it is sponsored by our ordained, God-ordained and appointed ministries, which is Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. And at this time, I would like to give you something that might help you on your way this week. Some people come into your life or cross your path for a particular reason, either for you to do something for them or for them to do something for you. Come into your life for a season of time, and then they are gone. Has that ever happened to you? Think about this. Don't try to extend that season. Let them go. Others are in your space for a lifetime, not necessarily as a partner, but as one who will come and go, and then you will be friends forever. Has that ever happened? It certainly has for me, praise God. The problem is knowing what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and why you have to do it. Get guidance from God, and don't mess up your timing, because God will tell you what to do, when to do it, and where to do it. Amen? Amen. Our inspiration for this week, which is by our host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. Got to make sure I have the right one here. regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in today, you can afford to give thanks for being alive, to see this new day. Just think of those who started the year with us, but sickness, accidents, and natural disasters have taken them away. Give thanks in everything, and do not judge yourself by how you feel, but what you know. Decide to change your life today. Today is the beginning of the balance of your life. Make sure the things that you do benefits someone in need of kindness, in need of love, in need of peace, in need of patience, joy, and their life can be filled with laughter and happiness that can change their sadness. You can do it if you would only try. Amen? Amen. Now, our topic for today, for this week, however, is watch what comes out of your mouth. Watch what comes out of your mouth. I'm going to ask you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to St. Matthew, the 12th chapter and the 34th verse. And it reads as follows. And if you have a few minutes, you can call someone that you love very dearly and let them know that Come Together for a Change is on the air in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. And all they will have to do is dial this number, 646-200-0578. Again, 646-200-0578. So just give them a call so they can tune in as quickly as possible while we're on the air right now. And if not, after the program is over, they can either go on Facebook to Hudson Griffith or Shalia Griffith, and it will be on our Facebook as well as our website, which is www.meninsearchofchange.com. Click on the title, Come Together for Change, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and click on today's date, which is December 7th, 2015. Now, as far as the website, it won't be on the website until Tuesday. By the time the Blog Talk Radio puts the radio broadcast together, then we'll see it on Tuesday. So if you don't get it today, if you don't hear it today, on Facebook, you can also listen on our website starting Tuesday. And also on Tuesday, once you get to the website, you will see that we have all the entire broadcast for the year of 2014. We have 2014, 2013, 2012, but I believe it's also 2011. So if you, there's something that you need to do and you're bored, just go on the website and listen to all of our radio broadcasts. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call at 702-454-5717. Amen. At this time, everyone should have their Bibles by now. And the scripture that goes with our topic, which is watch what comes out of your mouth. And it reads as follows. St. Matthew 12, chapter 34th verse. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. At this time, it gives me a great honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my amazing husband, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful pleasure of mine to come your way another evening. It is good to know that regardless of how we feel, it is what we know that really counts. What do you know this evening? So what? Because if you could change your knowledge, you could change your thinking. If you can change your thinking, you can change your speaking. But so what you know controls what you will say. So let us make sure that we understand what we are saying, because I'm saying to you this evening that you have to watch the things that come out of your mouth, because the mouth, the tongue, it can be used for good or it can be used for evil. We hear the scripture that was read. It says that out of the treasure of the heart comes a good thing. But how can you be evil and speak a negative thing? All right? And there are a few verses of scripture that I want you to turn to. I'm going to have to ask my wife to read it because I haven't been seeing as well as I should. There's a scripture which says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." James chapter 1, verse 19. Now, what are we saying to you this evening by asking you to watch the things that come out of your mouth? Very often, we say things that we don't really mean. We flippantly, one of the most common things is in relationships. We say to a person of the opposite sex, "I love you." But we really don't really mean it, because love is a doing word. Love is about giving, about helping, about sharing. And very often, men would say this to a female in order to get something from them. That's why you need to watch your mouth. And not only that, sometimes we put down people by the things we say about them or to them. And therefore, we have to be careful with that also. Because in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." So you can speak life to people, or you could speak death by the negative things you say over their life. You could speak death to children by the negative things. When you say they're not going to be any good, they're going to be like their father. They're not going to be any good. They're not going to learn anything at school. And you make negative pronouncements over your children. You make negative pronouncements over your spouse. So you have to be careful and recognize that what comes out of your mouth can defile you. Therefore, and it can defile others too. Since death and life is in the power of the tongue, let us speak life. Let us not speak death. Let us not speak negative things. You know, in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, it says, "Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue, keepeth his soul." So we have to be careful with what we say. What comes out of your mouth can defile you. Not only can defile you, but it can hurt other people. Therefore, we have to look at what we say. In James chapter 1, verse 22, I think it is, then verse 23, there are things that we have to look at. It's James chapter 1, verse 22 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Now, are you doing what the word says, or are you just speaking things that you don't have any certainty of? If you are a doer of the word, you're not just going to be saying things. You're going to be doing what has to be done. Therefore, you've got to recognize the value of your speech. Sometimes we get angry and we say things that we don't intend to say. And after you try to apologize. But you know something? Words are like bullets. Once they come out of your mouth, they cannot be retaken. They cannot be recalled. When a bullet leaves a gun, it cannot be recalled. When your words leave your mouth, they cannot be recalled. So you've got to understand that it's important that you be a person of your word. When you say what you mean and what comes out of your mouth. Because sometimes we get angry, we say things that we do not mean. And the word in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 says, "A soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger." You caused people to get angry by the things you said. You caused your spouse to get angry with you by the things you said to them. You caused your children to get angry by the things you say. So you have to be careful with what comes out of your mouth, because if what comes out of your mouth is negative, it is going to hurt, because death and life are in the power of the tongue, and it depends on what you say. If you say negative things, it's going to bring death to that person. So you've got to understand, because you say things at times that put down people, but you can say things at times to uplift people. You need to look for positive things to say, especially at this Christmas time. Don't be a liar. Don't say things that you don't mean. You tell somebody you're going to give them a gift. Well, they expect and they're looking for that gift. So you've got to be able to be a person of your own word. Yes? And we have to understand that if we are going to love a person, you know, in 1 John 3:8, it says, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So we've got to come to that understanding. If you're going to love, let us not say things that we don't mean. Let us not say things that are going to be hurtful. Let us not say things that are going to be spiteful. But we've got to say things that are truthful. You've got to say things that are honest. You've got to say things that are inspiring. You've got to say things and ask yourself the question, is it necessary, right? Is it kind? So you've got to be able to help people by the things you say. You can say positive things to inspire and to motivate and to lift people up to another level. Or you could say negative things that are going to be hurtful and going to be spiteful. So I want to encourage you this evening to ask yourself the question, are my words helping others or are they hurting others? Are my words the words to lift someone up, to motivate, or are my words always negative? They have some people that are very critical. They're always criticized. And it would seem that nothing good can come out of their mouth but criticism. I hope that you're not like that. And if you are, I want you to know that God is able to change you so that the words of your mouth can be positive. The things that come out of your mouth can be positive, because it is said in the word that the tongue is a spiteful little part of the body. Verse 5 of James chapter 3 says, even as a tongue is a little member and boasteth great things, behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So let the tongue among our members, it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature. And verse 8, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So we are seeing that what the word says. And I want you this evening to examine yourself. How are the things you're saying affecting people? You can motivate people, or you can aggravate people. You know, your words can help or hurt or motivate. Inspire, you know, it depends on what you're saying. So I want to encourage you at this Christmas time to say something positive. When you see people, give them a word of encouragement. Let them know that you love them at this Christmas time. Let them know that you are praying for them. Let them know that you are there for them. It is time that we say positive things. Let them know that you are there, and you will give them anything that they need if that is what you are willing to do, because you cannot be talking things that you don't believe. So I want to encourage you this evening to trust God to lift you to a higher level of faith, that you will say positive things, because in the book of Philippians, you know, because what you think, you will say. So let's watch what we think. Because because the word says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. What you think, you will speak. What you speak, you will do. What you do can become a habit. So don't just think that you just say words. Your words actually can come into something positive. So if you are going to say negative things that are going to be hurtful and spiteful, they are going to hurt people, and it's going to cause people to rebel. You wonder why people rebel. They rebel because you say things to them. So you have to think, and I want to encourage you to think. Whatever is honest, whatever is true, whatever is just, if you think on these things, and before you speak them, before the words come out of your mouth, they begin in your mind. Everything you do will begin in your mind as a thought. And if you think the right thoughts, you will speak the right words. You will say the right things. But if you think evil thoughts, evil thoughts will come out of your mouth. So I want to encourage you this evening and ask you at this Christmas time, what are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you watching what comes out of your mouth? This is a time to give positive affirmation. This is a time for you to say positive things. I want to encourage you not to look at others, but you be positive in your own heart and ask yourself, am I saying the right things? Am I doing the right things? Because if it's in your mind, because the fight is for the control of your mind, and if it is in your mind, then you are likely going to speak it. If you can think it, you can speak it. If you can speak it, you can do it. So you've got to be careful with the thoughts that come into your mind, because sometimes negative thoughts come into your mind and cause you to say negative things. And then when you say negative things, you're likely to do negative things. So I want to encourage you this evening, examine the words that you speak. Examine the thoughts that come out of your mind. Examine the things that hurt other people. All right? Watch what comes out of your mouth, because that is what is going to defile you. I want to pray with you this evening that God will give you the courage to overcome this weakness, because some of us have a weakness of saying the wrong things. I want to ask God to grant you the courage to overcome this weakness and speak things that are positive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf, Lord Jesus, of everyone who is listening to me this evening, those who have been allowing their mouth to say things that they don't mean, those who have been allowing their mouth to hurt other people, those who have been allowing the things that come out of their mouth to be dangerous and to be hurtful. Father, grant them the courage and the strength to change those negative words into positive affirmations. Lord, let them be willing to say something positive to people at this Christmas time, that they will know that you love them, that they will know that you are there for them, that they will know that you are the God of the universe, and that you have given them an opportunity to say something positive, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. Help them not to go through with negative affirmations, but with positive things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God really had a wonderful message that was given to us by our host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. I trust and I pray that this will help you in your spiritual journey this week as you go along speaking with people, talking to people. Just remember, God is always in control. So let God be God and listen to what he has to say for you. Why? Because it is important that you be careful with the thoughts that you allow to develop in your mind, since they come out of your mouth as words, and once spoken cannot be recalled. Your words can help, it can hurt, they can hinder, humiliate, or motivate others. Even when you apologize, but like bullets, they damage others, whether you wanted them to or not. Are your words helping or helping others? You need to answer that question. Examine your words before letting them out. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much for listening to our broadcast, Come Together for Change. We pray that everything you heard will bless your soul, bless your mind and your heart this week as you obey God in whatever he asks you to do. Amen. Our program has come to an end at this time, but we would like to hear from you by way of email, and that is our or by regular mail. Our mail and address is Come Together for Change, P.O. Box 90553, Henderson, Nevada 89009. Or again, as I mentioned before, you could just simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com or sgriffith2010@aol.com. And if you're ever in need of prayer or counseling, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Ella Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Come on now. I know that you might have a question or something. I know that there's something that you need prayer of. Or even if you're in need of counseling, give him a call. He is waiting for your call. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter the time of the day. It could be at night or in the middle of the night. Just give him a call, and he will be more than happy to pray with you, all right? We hope that we'll be able to come on next week and that you can give us a call. If we're on the air, you could always call in, and at that time we could answer some of your calls, but we prefer that you call us at home in case the call may be kind of extensive, okay? So next week, the date will be December the 14th. Okay, come online and please do yourself a favor and bless someone else to come online with you so they can hear it firsthand. Amen? Okay, just remember that you are next in line for an amazing blessing this week. So just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and fulfilled life. All right? Do what you need to do for God, and God will do what he needs to do for you. Amen. At this time, we just want to thank everyone that has tuned in to our radio broadcast. We pray that you have enjoyed all the messages that have come forth. Again, if you need to go back and listen to them, you can do so on our website, which is www.meninsearchofchange.com. Go to the topic that says Come Together for Change, and at that time, you can most certainly listen to all the broadcasts that you need to listen to, which will bless your heart. Amen. Thank you so much and have a wonderful and blessed week. 90.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.